Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi welcomes you to our new podcast series. If you'd like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.
When you're going through Parshat Mishpatim, and it applies, I guess, to the Aliyah of today as well, but it's also really a general observation, the first half of the Parsha, going through all of the various Mishpatim, and there's a structure there, by the way, that you should be familiar with. There are chunks. The first 10 Psukim deal with Eved. The next 10 Psukim deal with murder, with bodily harm, assault, battery. Next 10 psukim deal with more purely monetary issues. But in all of them, the feeling that you get when you look at the psukim is that it doesn't quite match, and that's an understatement, what is actually followed in halakha. You know, we're learning it now in terms of the Shomrim, which happens to be a major portion of Shlishi. But you try to match what the Torah Shebaal Peh has with the Torah Shebichtav, and it's a bit of a challenge. The most blatantly psukim that we're all familiar with. Ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you know, good old testament judgment and justice. Cut off her hand, v'katzotat kapa, you know, v'gam ba'alav yumat, right? If the shor kills someone, well, the owner should die as well. All sorts of things. And you wonder, what's going on here? What is the Torah getting at by framing these ideas that we know will be understood and are understood and perhaps always have been understood within the context of monetary damages? We don't literally kill the owner of the violating shor. We don't cut off people's hands. We don't gouge out their eyes as part of their judgment. So why does the Torah phrase it this way? And here there's a fascinating observation on the part of the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says the following, and I don't have the Ibn Ezra in front of me. I'm going to take it from the Ramban, if I find the Ramban. So the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra as following: "V'amar Rabbeinu Avraham, ki kavanata katuv lomar shuhu chayav b'kach." What the Torah is trying to get at is that the person is actually really does have to pay for someone else's eye with his eye. Im lo yiten kofra, if he doesn't give the damages that are a ransom or a redemption for that. V'akatuv asu aleinu shlo nikach kofer lenefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamut. Whereas the Torah has already told us that one may not take a monetary payment in lieu of another person's life if it's a capital crime. Aval nikach kofer b'mishu rasha lichrot ever mevarav. Basically, what the Ibn Ezra says is the following. When a person has a monetary claim, I damage another person's property.
So when I banish another person's property, so I am dealing with it on the level of monetary damages. But when I have wounded another individual, when I have, in the case of the owner of the ox, when my property has caused damage to the extent that it has even taken the life of another human being. So it's true that that will be translated into monetary payment. But can you ever look at it as merely monetary payment? I've hurt another person irreparably. My payment of damages, whether that payment is in the thousands, whether the payment's in the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands, the millions, will never bring his eye back. And that, the Torah says, you, the person who created such a terrible wound in another individual, should be viewing it as though the only way that you could possibly begin to repay it is by somehow losing your own eye, by somehow losing your own hand, by somehow losing your own tooth. That is what the Torah is trying to tell us. Because Parshat Mishpatim, and perhaps by extension the Torah as a whole, is not merely a book that is dedicated to the meeting out of justice within the courts. The Torah calls it, as you go to court, and this is in the Aliyah today and what we've been learning in Bava Metzia, Yigash Elha Elohim. You go to court, and court is called Elohim. It's called standing before God in that way. Torah is not a legal system as much as it's an educational system. And if you understand it as an educational system, then you have to say it as ayin tachat ayin, shein tachat shein. It's true that in the end of the day, you'll pay some money. But you can never, ever think in your own mind that that's the end of the day. You have to be going about your business in a way that changes yourself fundamentally. Had the Torah merely said that a case of ayin tachat ayin, pay the damages, pay the five halachot, the shebet, the ripui, the boshet, pay that, then you would have missed the point. By saying ayin tachat ayin, it gets the point across. When we go about our business during the day, think about it. We're learning these halachot. We're learning halachot shomrim. We're learning laws that sometimes are applicable, sometimes aren't applicable. How do I apply them in a regular, ongoing basis? I would say most of the time we don't. And we don't need to. But on a regular educational basis, on a question of how I view myself as being responsible for the people around me, that's something that every day and every moment should be in front of us. Ayin tachad ayin. Have a wonderful day.
All of us at Yeshiva Eretz Tzvi, thank you for listening to our new series. If you would like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.